Hi everybody, it's Teresa from Sojourn Retreat House. It is the 4th of October 2022, and the title of our teaching today is Love the Lord Your God. Remember last week I mentioned how easy it is to read stories in the Old Testament and then question how the people could have done the things that they did. One of those things I've noticed is idolatry. It's such a foreign concept to us, isn't it? Particularly because it's hard to understand why they felt the need to build idols and worship them when again they had witnessed God in action firsthand. They'd seen his power and witnessed such incredible miracles. So just for reference purposes, we know that idolatry is one of the Ten Commandments, and in fact it's the first of the Ten Commandments. In Exodus 20 verse 2 to 3, we read, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. What I found interesting, though, is that there are also a lot of New Testament verses warning against idolatry. And this is despite the fact that we definitely don't worship carved idols anymore. And this got me thinking. And so I want to show you that idol worship, or modern-day idolatry, is still very prevalent today. The problem is that it is less tangible, and often they are thoughts, habits, and attitudes. And these are so well disguised that we don't recognize them in our lives. And so I think the best place to start would be to ask, what is an idol? An idol is anything you place above God. It could be something or someone that becomes more valuable to us than God. An idol is anything you look to for fulfillment out of God, outside of God. It is anything you're investing your time into that you should be investing with God. It is anything you treasure or prioritize over God, or that distracts you from God. And lastly, it is anything you seek to give you what only God can give you. Listen to this verse in Matthew 23, verse 37 to 38. This is where the Pharisees asked Jesus, which is the great commandment in the law? To which Jesus answers, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And so anything that we love more than God can become an idol in our lives. God should be our first love. We are made to be in relationship with him, and we are made to worship him. Without him in our lives, there is a void. We all worship something, and if it's not God, then that void gets filled, and often it is through idol worship. Interestingly enough, nearly anything, even good things, can become idols. They are not sinful in and of themselves, and in fact, they are given to us as gifts from God. Listen to James 1 verse 17. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. And so God wouldn't give us gifts and then expect us not to love or delight in them, or even to use them for that matter. The problem is that we forget the giver, and instead we worship the gift. We even expect the gift to function as our God and fulfill us. So for example, God could give us power, and for the right purposes, it could change the world for good. But when it becomes bad when we pursue it at all costs. So too, wealth is good when it is shared and used for good. But it becomes toxic when the pursuit of it drives us and draws us away from God. Isn't it strange how backwards we get it? The word says in Psalm 37 verse 4, delight in the Lord, delight yourselves in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Yet we chase our desires and we expect to find God in them. So here are some examples of modern day idols. Wealth, money or material things. Career, status, job, influence or fame. Image or physical appearance. Romance, family, or children. And I think it's important to note here that these are important, but they shouldn't be more important than God. entertainment, phones, technology, and games, just to mention a few. I just want to stress again that we need to remember that these things are not bad in themselves, but when we value them above God or expect them to provide for us, then we are making it an idol. So how do we know if something is an idol in our lives? There are four questions we can ask ourselves. The first is, are you willing to compromise your beliefs for it? Number two, will you get angry if you can't do it or if you can't have it? Number three, do you value it over people? And probably the most important one, does it push you closer to God or pull you further away? Turning to idols means turning away from God and vice versa. Jonah 2 verse 8 says, those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. In Jeremiah 2 verse 11, it says, my people have exchanged their glorious God for worthless idols. It continues to say, they have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. On the opposite end, Paul rejoices in 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 9, saying, they turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. And so in closing, I just want to say that like nothing created in that time came anywhere close to God, so too nothing we replace him with today can fulfill us the way that he can. My prayer for you today is that God would reveal any idol that you may have erected in your life, that we would turn away from them, and that we would choose to serve the one and only living and true God. And I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Have an awesome and blessed week, and we'll chat again next week.